I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. I'm so grateful and thankful for you, and thank you so much for tuning in. It's going to be an awesome show. So here's a question for you. When is the last time you assessed your insurance policy? Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about that, something inside of me just kind of goes, I don't know if I want to know. So we sometimes just push that to the side. Well, I have an awesome guest with me here today on our show, Noelle Tatlock. Hi, Noelle.
Hello, Kim. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited. Now, you are an insurance agent with Farmers, but we like to call you. I've come up with a new name for you.
Yes.
Coverage coach.
Yes.
I love that term. And you're so passionate about educating people truly about insurance and what our policies actually, what is in them. And I'm sharing that. And so I'm so happy to have you as a resource, a part of I've Decided, so that we can educate the community, because that's what we like to do, and inform them and just help them be successful. And our weekly winning word just happens to be assess. I can't believe it, because the definition of assess is to decide the quality or importance of something, which is really what you're doing when it comes to educating people about insurance. And so I thought, oh my gosh, it's obviously meant to be. It's the most perfect word for what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
So this is going to be a great show, guys. We're going to just dive right in here. So, Noelle, tell us a little bit about you and how you actually landed in the insurance world.
Sure. So I've spent several years actually in dentistry, which was, you know, kind of, I guess, odd. But then anyway, had always wanted to own my own business and had the opportunity to open up my own insurance agency. And so I started in 2013. And so this is going on year six for me, and just absolutely love what I do. And in this time as an agent, I have found that, you know, my industry really just, when you think about your insurance, it just kind of is something that maybe, you know, all different emotions, I guess, can come across. So if you have a policy that you're going to be, you know, looking at, most of the time you take a look at those things when you're coming up for renewal. And so, you know, that's usually when someone would come to me, is when they, you know, maybe get their bill in the mail or something like that. And then we come in and we sit down. And so when I have somebody come in to talk to me about their insurance, it's more important, I feel, to sit down and talk about coverage. And, you know, unfortunately, the industry pushes price so much that, you know, I kind of like to slow that down and say, okay, but what are you getting for that? And most of the time when I sit down with a client and we talk about their coverage, you know, I would say there's a very high percent of the people that I talk to really just don't understand what they're purchasing. And if you think about it, when are we ever really educated about insurance? I mean, we kind of like, you know, think about our parents maybe, and we rely on them, or we just rely and trust the agent is doing the right thing for coverage as long as the price is there. And so I think I just do it a little bit different. And I feel that the community really just needs to be educated. So for me, it's not necessarily just about, you know, selling that policy, but it's more about helping people understand. Because like I said, as an agent for 6 years, when I have clients come in, majority of the time, people just, they just have so many, many misunderstoods, which can a lot of times can just lead into, you know, just bad relationships even. You know, there's a lot that can go to that. So I like to just take my time and kind of back up and go through policy and explain the coverages. And of course, try not to make it too boring. I mean, come on, it is insurance, right?
I don't think anything you talk about would ever be boring.
It is insurance.
You're so animated and energetic. And so,
well, try to make it fun, right?
Yeah, but, make insurance fun. No, right? No, don't take offense to that.
Right.
So, you know, it's interesting because, you know, insurance can be scary, first of all. And that when you and I were talking and we were kind of brainstorming about how we could give a platform through, I've decided to help you get this message out and help people. And in fact, it's funny, Renewed, you use the term Renewed. Yes. And that's actually the title of your presentation, right?
Correct.
Renewed, a new way to trust your insurance.
Yes.
Which I just, that in itself, I think it hits it strikes a nerve, if you will.
Sure.
I'm sure if you're listening, trust is probably not the first word that will pop into your head when you think about insurance. And I don't know where that comes from, really.
Yeah, I wonder if it's, again, if it's just from just a lack of education, just not knowing. And so then when you're trusting, you fully trust somebody, and then maybe you have a loss or a misunderstood, or you thought maybe something was going to be taken care of. I think a lot of times those conversations are not being had. And so therefore, then that's where I think it the trust can break down. So usually everything is fine until there's a loss. And then that's when you find out about your policy. But really, at that time is when you should not be making changes. Well, in fact, you can't make changes at that point. So really, that's why it's so important, I feel, to do that at the beginning. And so I will, for example, if I sit down with a client, I'll tell them, your claims experience starts now. Your claims experience with any company starts when you put the policy into place. So it's not when you have a loss, but it's understanding those coverages. And so I think the other thing that happens when I sit down with people, I think people feel like they have to know. You know, it's something that we have to have, so therefore they have to know. And so I think that sometimes people almost feel ashamed that they don't know. And so I try to break down that barrier. I want people to ask questions. If you don't know, let's find out together. Maybe there's something. I mean, I don't know everything, right? But so we can maybe find out together. Who knows? But the point is that the conversation, just to start that conversation. So we just kind of, you know, start from the top and work our way down and open it up to questions. And hopefully at the end, you know, they learn something and take at least that away with them. That's important.
That is awesome. And I'm so excited to share with everyone that you guys have an opportunity actually to come and meet Noelle and bring your lunch, bring a little brown bag down to Widecast Studio. Well, this is the first for us. It's probably the first insurance lunch and learn I've ever heard of.
Right.
So this is like inaugural all the way around. But that's what we do at I've Decided. We're breaking the ground, right? We want to help you. We want to encourage you. We want to make sure you can trust your insurance policy. You know what you have. You know what your coverage is. And we're going to invite you to join us. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about that when we get back from our break. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We're so excited to have you joining us this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show, talking to my awesome friend, one of our amazing resources with I've Decided, Noelle Tatlock. She is an agent of Farmers Insurance, and we are just sharing her story and her passion about educating people on insurance and those policies. You know, we were talking earlier, our weekly winning word is assess. And every week, if you guys know, if you have joined our community and you're getting your weekly winning resource, every week we shoot that out and it has a weekly winning word and a weekly winning quote and a little challenge that you can do. Just kind of start your week off right and stay focused, stay positive. And so I couldn't think of a better guest then to bring Noelle on. We have an amazing event that's happening this Tuesday at Widecast Studio. It's free. You can come bring your brown bag lunch. It's a little lunch and learn. We are going to do a live recording of Noelle. She's going to give you a brief presentation, I guess, like the Cliff Notes, 15-minute Cliff Note version of her presentation, Renewed, and going to do that live right at Widecast Studio here in Peoria. And we want to see you there. We'd love to have you in the audience. You can come and get your questions answered, meet Noelle, and find out how you can assess your insurance policy to know what's going on and to learn. It's a lunch and learn, and there's no charge to this. You can just shoot me an email, kim@ivedecided.org. There's an event called Renewed out on Facebook through I've Decided. You can find it there to get more information about that. But I wanted, Noelle, you shared with me when we first met, we first started talking, and you were sharing your passion about really being a coach. You want to coach people and help them more than an agent, which I just love that. You were sharing this personal story about something that happened with your son, which really triggered. And I'd love for you to share that with our audience this morning.
Yeah, so my youngest son was in driver's ed. And I would pick him up. And of course, it was the daily, how did it go? What happened? That kind of thing. And so we were driving down the road and he says, you know, Mom, I think one of the things that I'm most scared about is getting pulled over. And I said, well, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean by that? And like, you mean you don't know what to do if you get pulled over? He said, no. They teach us how to maneuver the car, but more like, what happens when the officer walks up to, you know, to the door? And I said, oh, well, let me help you with that. I said, so you'll need to pull out your driver's license, obviously your insurance card, and like your registration. And he says, well, what's a registration? And I found that really hit home with me, because then I started taking it, I guess, on a different level. But the point was how would he know? He, we purchase our registration. We get the sticker every year. So, of course, it came back to education. And that's when it really hit home with me about insurance. And so I really tied those two together because, again, when do we ever get educated about insurance unless we have some kind of a situation? And I don't know that people necessarily, you know, again, it's not the most, you know, fun topic, right? But it is something that I think if it was more, I feel that if it's a subject that we could have more of a coaching conversation on, which is why I like, you know, the whole coverage coach that we came up with. It's true. Let's take a step back and look at your coverage. Let's take a step back and help you understand, you know, what it is that you're purchasing. So again, helping people making even choices, you know, and so that's the other thing. I think that people don't realize that the coverage that you're purchasing ultimately makes up the premium. And so that's the other thing too. So people, I think a lot of times get caught up in, well, let's just take a look at this price. Let's just, you know, how much is that going to save me? Although that's very important, obviously. We all have to have it, and that is a portion of it. But I think what I always tell people is being on the other side of the desk and seeing claims. You know, things do happen. Car accidents do happen. Houses do burn down. We do have tornadoes. We have these kinds of things that happen. And so when, you know, for me, if you ever have one of those things happen to you, and obviously we don't want to see that happen, but at that time, to go through something like that, that is not the time to be discussing the coverage at that point. Obviously, there's discussions that are going on, but it should not be, am I appropriately covered? I think that needs to be at the beginning. And again, that just starts with education. And I think that if we just take that approach instead of let's just sell, you know, I would rather educate a client and have them not buy from me and say, you know what, that's okay, but Noelle helped me. That's ultimately what I would like to see happen. And, you know, I think that it's needed in the community. Again, it's not something that we like to talk about, right? It's not super fun, but I try to make it fun.
You're very easy to talk to. Well, what I hear you saying is instead of just saying, okay, how much, because there are a couple things, because we have to have insurance, we're just like, what's the cheapest I can get, right? Because hopefully we do pray that bad things don't happen to us. And I think until something bad does happen to you, we do kind of walk in a bubble like, okay, that happens to other people, but not me.
That's so true.
Until something really does happen. But instead of taking that approach, build the value. I wrote that down while you were talking. I'm like, so what I hear you saying is, let's not think about the price yet. Let's build the value based off of what you want to be covered if something bad does happen to you.
Correct. And that's the other thing. When I sit down with a client, I will say, ultimately, it's their policy. It's not my policy. My job is to help people understand what it is they're purchasing and present options. Again, people like options. And so, but I think that they don't know what they have for options, right? And so, you know, that's where I come in and help, I guess, in a sense, kind of decode what all of it means. Because if you get your policy out and look at, you know, some of that, it's a lot of times it's just overwhelming when you look through all of that, all of those words, and what does all this mean? And you just see numbers on the page maybe, but really, what does that mean to you? How does that protect you? What, you know, so I think it's also important that people, I think, have a difficult time connecting insurance with their finances. So I just made a post on Facebook the other day about this. And, you know, I like to use analogies when helping people understand their insurance. And the analogy that I like to use a lot of times is connecting it to sports, because people can understand sports. And so if you think about your, you know, the offensive side of what you're doing as far as like your investments, your income, your 401k, your retirement, that's like the offensive of your financial, you know, situation. Insurance is your defense. And so I don't know that people understand maybe that connection, that really what we are doing is protecting all of those things that you have already. That's really what insurance is about.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And it's true. I mean, the policies, it's hard to even understand. You know, sure. You just assume that it's going to be, you got full coverage insurance. There's this thing that we do, which we already know the general rule for assuming, right?
Sure.
We're going to dive into those policies when we come back right after this break. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I hope you're enjoying the conversation that I'm having this morning with my guest, Noelle Tatlock. She's a farmer's insurance agent, but I like calling her a coach. I'm learning so much from her. It's absolutely quite amazing. And we were just talking about before the end of the last segment, you know, building that value instead of going straight to the price. Talking about building the value of your policy so that you really understand what it is you're actually paying for. And while we were on break, Noelle, we were talking about, I said, waiting until you have a claim to know what's in your policy is a bad idea.
Don't do
which
it.
Which I'm doing, I think. Which we're going to fix that, because I'm going to bring my policy on Tuesday to the Lunch and Learn. I'm like, we'll just go through it right there in front of everyone, you know, and sure, just kind of pick it out. But I want to know, what am I paying for? You know, okay, I'm getting a good deal, maybe, but do I have the coverage? Like I was mentioning, my wedding band, you know, what if I get water in the basement? What are some of those things that happen that people go, oh, I got full coverage? In my mind, I assume, which we know what happens when we do that.
Sure.
I assume it's all covered. It's full coverage. But we don't really know. So can you speak to that
yes,
a little bit?
Yeah. So for example, just full coverage. This is something that we obviously talk about a lot at my office. And so when somebody calls in and they'll say, well, I want full coverage. So really, what does that mean? And so I find when I dig a little deeper that it means different things to different people. And so, for example, again, when I sit down and go through policy, the best way to kind of look at it, I think, is to know that your policies are basically broken down into two parts. So you have the liability portion of it, and that's something that you really should know a lot about and understand that. And then you have what we call like more the product portion. So the vehicle, of course, that we are covering. So when somebody calls and says, I want full coverage, they're assuming that it is liability plus the product being covered through comprehensive and collision. And then you get to choose a deductible. all of those little factors make up the premium, among other things. There's many, many, many different factors that make up a premium, but those are some, you know, major ones that make up your premium. And so what happens is, you know, I might say, well, what deductible are maybe you looking for on comprehensive and collision? And so then we get into that conversation and then really talk about the difference between comprehensive and collision and what that means. And, you know, and then you have other options that you can add on to that. So, for example, some people assume that full coverage means that it's towing plus car rental plus collision, plus comprehensive, plus liability. That's not the case necessarily. So I would encourage anybody that if they think that's the case to get with your agent and ask, okay, do I have that? Because that's where I think people assume they have coverage. And then when something happens is when they find out that they don't. And then that's, you know, can be a very bad experience.
Well, that's where the trust issue comes in, right?
Exactly.
That's where we go, I trusted this person. They made
exactly.
me feel like I was going to be taken care of. And now, poof.
Exactly. And so that's where I find when we ask more questions and dig a little deeper to help understand what the person is looking for. Because ultimately, you want to have everybody to have a good experience, of course. I mean, that's the idea, right? Is to make sure that people are protected and to make sure that if they do have a situation that they are covered the way they want to be covered. And so, you know, for as an agent, that's why I dig in and ask so many questions and like, let's figure this out and let me help you understand what it is that you're purchasing. So if that happens, then there are no surprises and there are no trust issues. Ultimately, you know, I mean, that's what we want. And let's be real. As an agent, is there any, you know, a lot of times that I get to shine? No. You know, when I get to shine is, you know, if you have a claim, let me be there for you. That's what it's for. But again, it starts when you put the policy into place, which is why I think it's so important to ask those questions in the beginning. So, you know, going back to full coverage, I think that people just assume that it's liability plus comprehensive plus collision plus towing plus car rental. And that's not necessarily the case. So if you think that's it, definitely talk to your agent and get that straightened out. On the homeowner's side, you mentioned your wedding band, maybe water in the basement, something like that. And so again, it's all different coverages mean different things. So, you know, most homeowner policies are going to have specific limitations on personal property. So your ring, of course, would be personal property. And so the question would be, you would have certain coverage up to a certain dollar amount. So let's say that your ring is valued at more than what the policy limit is. You would need to make sure to let your agent know that so they can then, you know, make sure that it's added to your policy appropriately. And typically you'll have to have some kind of a documentation to show to underwriting that, you know, it's worth X amount of dollars. And so usually, you know, like a bill of sale or, you know, an appraisal, something along those lines to show that. And then if you ever had a loss with that, then you would know it would be covered appropriately.
Yeah, because you can't just, you know, you might want to assume that, okay, if your home tragically were to burn down, which would be horrible, and we know people go through that all the time, but you would just assume, oh, my ring was this value, it was in the fire, you know, I'm going to get another ring for the same value.
Correct. Yes.
And it just doesn't quite happen like that, does it?
Right. And so, unfortunately, I think that's, again, where those conversations need to be had. I think something else that I find, too, if you have a policy and you've had it for a really long time, so if you think about it, when, you know, I think about my personal situation. So I will be married 18 years this year. And when I think about when we got married versus now, we have collected and we have more stuff than we've ever had, right? And so I think that's true for most people. So if I never evaluated my policy, we would be covered for the same amount of money, you know, when we got married 18 years ago that we are now. And so that's another reason why it's so important to have things evaluated, is because you accumulate things as you go. And so I think a perfect example of that is, you know, maybe somebody having a baby. So if it's just two people and then you have a baby, people, you know, babies come with all sorts of stuff. You know, there's probably thousands of dollars that come along with just having a baby for personal property. So again, those are the kinds of things to, you know, take into consideration as you go
on. Or to build the value. It just comes back to building that value of your policy. so that you know what you're paying for. And, you know, as you're talking, I'm thinking, I'm like, I do know some people that just don't bank on insurance. They take their chances. They're like, just give me the absolute minimum possible coverage. I would rather keep my money, save it. If I have an issue, I'll take care of it myself. There are those people.
Sure.
And that's okay.
Absolutely.
But just making sure you understand, okay, you've got the cheapest policy possible. You do, but you understand that if this happens, it's not going to be covered.
And as an agent, that again is, you know, I talk to all walks of, you know, I mean, people of all walks of life, and that's okay. I'm okay with it as long as they know that is the difference. You know, I'm certainly okay with any policy. So, yeah,
and
just as long as they know.
That's what you're doing, educating. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about change when we get back. Welcome back to I've Decided Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. We are happy you're here, and I hope that you are learning a little bit this morning about insurance. And our weekly winning word is assess. I love that word. We do have to take the time to assess our goals, assess our day, assess our lives, assess where we are, where we want to be. And of course, taking time to assess the one thing that we really kind of just avoid, which is our insurance policy. I just couldn't think of a better topic. I've been learning so much from my guest today, Noel Tatlock. I feel like a little sponge, Noel. I'm like soaking up all this information about policies and insurance and how important it is to build that value. And, you know, I'd like to touch base because I know, you know, you guys are listening and, you know, what are you thinking? Maybe you're thinking, oh my gosh, I've had the same insurance agent for 30 years. How could I ever change? I would feel terrible. Or how do I walk into my insurance office and tell them I don't understand my policy because, you know, I'm 45 years old and I should understand insurance? That's kind of embarrassing. Many, many reasons why we just kind of avoid it. Until it's too late. And I know, and what you're saying and what you're trying so desperately to spread the message and educate people about, Noel, is don't do that.
Don't wait.
So let's speak about that. You know, what would you share with that person who's saying, I just would be too embarrassed, or I've been with the same person for 30 years. I just don't see how I could change.
Sure. So I would say if you feel embarrassed about it, first, you should not, because, I would say that, you know, a very high percent, and I'm going to say, and this is probably maybe you might think it's a little unrealistic, but I'm going to say something around the lines of 97 to 98% of the people that I talk to really just do not understand what it is that they're purchasing. And so I would encourage anybody that's listening, or if you know anybody, if they have questions or just not sure, go to your agent and ask questions. I can tell you as an agent, I would never deny anybody the time to sit down and help them understand what it is that they're purchasing. As a matter of fact, that's what I try to get people to do. You know, I guess maybe I'm the opposite. I would rather have somebody come in and sit down and say, okay, do you realize what you're purchasing? And for me, maybe it's more of an ethical thing. I feel it's, you know, it's my job as an agent. I need to help. That comes with the territory is helping people understand, again, what it is that you're purchasing. Yes, is a price a factor? Absolutely, it's a factor. And so, you know, maybe it just doesn't work because for whatever reason, the price didn't work. But if I can help somebody understand what they're purchasing, that's ultimately my goal. My goal is to sincerely educate people about what it is that they're purchasing. I've had too many times where I've been at my office and had somebody come in very upset at their, you know, other agent or their you know, insurance for whatever reason. And most of the time it boils down to just a lack of knowing, a lack of understanding what it is that they're purchasing, and that the agent or, you know, maybe the client just didn't take the time to sit down and want to learn. You know, there's that too. I mean, and again, it's boring. Who wants to do that, right?
Well, and it really comes back to what's important to us, you know?
Sure.
It really kind of, I mean, and I have to admit this, I hate admitting this, but I am that person. It's like, I don't want my insurance to go up. I want it to stay cheap. And I really don't ask what I'm getting covered. I just want to know what the price is.
Yeah.
But what I have learned from you is that that is just really what we would call stinking thinking. Like, we don't want to do that. Sure. We want to build the value. Really do pay for what you get. And that doesn't mean you have to go out and get the most expensive insurance policy.
Of course not.
We're just saying, understand what's important to you and make sure that that's covered in your insurance in the event that it comes, that you will need it to be covered. And speaking of, one of the best ways to learn more, if you'd like to meet Noelle in person and get some of your questions answered in a great, wonderful, awesome, fun environment where you can meet other people, have some lunch. We want you to just kind of bring your brown bag lunch. It's a, you know, bring your own lunch kind of deal, but we're going to do a little lunch and learn, and there's absolutely no cost to this. We're going to do a video recording with a live audience of Noelle doing a Cliff Note version of your presentation, Renewed, A New Way to Trust Your Insurance. And that is happening, okay, this Tuesday, in like just a couple of days, this Tuesday on the 21st, and we will be at Widecast Studio in downtown Peoria. And that is on Main Street, 701 Main Street, but literally it's just right down the street from 3030 Coffee, right down and across, and from 1215 to 115. So show up about 1215. We'll have you out at 115. And Noelle, you're going to share some pointers and some tips and to help us understand how to trust our insurance.
Correct.
Our insurance policy. Can you give us some hints?
Sure.
As to what you're going to touch base on?
Sure. Well, we've kind of already talked a little bit about it, but, and I have found that most of the time when we sit down and open up the discussion and we start to talk about those things, most of the time people then go, okay, and start to loosen up. And again, I try to make it as fun as possible and, you know, use real life situations or, you know, different situations that have really happened even to me personally, you know, that I can say that have happened. You know, my house burnt down when I was younger. And so, you know, I have that experience. I mean, so terrible experience, of course. But as an agent, I guess that's provided me with that knowledge as well, too. So, and that experience. But, you know, again, it's about, though, making it fun and start talking about these conversations. And most of the time when we do, people start to, okay, and then, you know, ask questions and realize that, you know, how they can bring it into their personal situation. And then once that happens, then we can, you know, take it from there. And it usually goes more than 15 minutes because then, of course, the conversation opens up.
I think I could see how it could just keep going and going and going, which is why. So if you come to this free Bring Your Lunch and Learn on Tuesday at Widecast Studio, downtown Peoria on Main Street, 1215 to 115, you're going to hear the Cliff Note version. But from there, if you like what you hear, which I guarantee you, you will, there is just no doubt, you'll be drawn into this whole insurance education world that Noelle is drawing us all into. We're going to do a full-on course out at the Garden. That's our space at I've Decided, where dreams grow. And we're going to do a free workshop. Noelle is being so gracious to provide a free workshop to anyone who would like to come out and really go through it in a little more detail, which is such an awesome opportunity. I really appreciate you, Noelle.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being a part of I've Decided. And being this great resource. Thanks for being with us
Thank
today.
Thank you. Thanks for having
Enjoy
me.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?